Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of The More The Better by Tekno. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
The More The Better by Tekno, aka Tekno Miles, was released on September 1st, 2023, under Tekno himself. It has 13 tracks, which represents about 37 minutes, 3 seconds of runtime. There is only one collaboration, and that's CK, a huge collaboration, by the way. And there are multiple producer placements, and those include 2Z, Chris Beats, Egga Boy, Insane Chips, DJ Kublon, Sele Bopo, Fioki, Jun Nawaki, Taylor Ross. Yeah, it's a stacked one. Some names that you know and some names that you might not know. Interestingly, when you look at the cover of the album, it's black and white, and there's basically like 3 versions of Tekno, well, which goes with the title The More The Better, right? I would have thought maybe The More The Better would refer to collaborations or features on this album, but not to be the case, at least not on the artist side, but on the producer side it is the case. From The More The Better, there are 3 songs that you probably know already. Peace of Mind, Smash, huge song from like 2 months ago, 3 months actually, in June, and Peppermint, which was released in August sometime, and also Pocket, which was the single right before release, about a week before the album was released. I suspect a lot of people would probably be saying, yeah, well, maybe Tekno hasn't been as active or vibrant lately. But the truth is, it's not true. Just look at his 2022, for example. He dropped the song Mufasa, which smash, absolute smash. Then he dropped Jinja. And then he was also on Booga, Kiss Daniel. He was on Booga, which is like one of the biggest songs of 2022, without a doubt. So in my opinion, Tekno's been around and he's still been dropping some bangers, you know what I mean? And it continues to be the case. I think his singles, especially after Booga, kind of fizzled out in terms of the vibrancy right up until like 2023. I think he was on the One Side remix, which did pretty well. And then, you know, he dropped Freetown, which was okay. And then he dropped Peace of Mind, which was like, ha, I'm back, guys, like stronger than ever. And it's good to see. It's great to see. Tekno's always been that guy as a producer himself and singer-songwriter. He's got that thing, man. Now he gives us The More The Better. And I genuinely think it was about time he gave us a project. The sense I got when I started listening to The More The Better, the first track is Twice Shy, it was a slight pivot from the usual Afrobeat style that we get from Tekno. And it's still in the same, in the lane of Afrobeats, but there's something unique right there. And it's reinforced on the title track, The More The Better. Like the feeling of the song, the makeup, the composition of the music is a bit different. And I thought, you know what, is this a new sound that he's trying to push to his audience? And as you have it, track 3, Flashing Lights, is more on the Afro dancehall side. And with that sweetness in the vocals and everything else, this one might actually do something interesting as we go. I really think there's a case for this song being one of the leading songs that could become something. And it has the usual techno formula, simplish kind of beat, but very catchy with simple lyrics as well. I really liked the song King of Pop. There was a Ndombolo kind of guitar there. And you know, us Africans and that kind of style of music, fam, weddings and whatever. This is us. This is really who we are. And he tapped into it because it's kind of taking us back in a way to music that we know, we grew up with, we feel, we love. And this is what makes great music in general and also great albums. Techno does delve into the Afro-piano realm of things, not full Amapiano, but Amapiano merged with Afro beats on the song Location, and it was expected. Who isn't doing Amapiano these days anymore? Like, seriously, who isn't? And in many ways, this just shows that techno is with the trends and what's hot right now. I mean, Amapiano has been hot for like, this is like the fourth year now. So you also get the log drum feel on the song Permit. So yeah, I mean, he's keeping up with what the crowd wants. I found the song, the second last song play, to be a very experimental kind of song. And in many ways, I loved the beat, but I wasn't sure like if the lyrics are really like there or not. I don't know. I kind of felt weird about it, so I'd love to know what you all think about that song. I think he closed out the album very well with the song Can't Chase. For me, it's memorable. It's one of those, and this is what you really want to do with albums in general. It's great to leave people with something that, you know, is hard to shake off. And that's what the song Can't Chase can do. It feels full, it feels well produced, and he doesn't veer off course in terms of his style and what you expect techno to do. In many ways, the more the better is kind of the album, which comes with a bit of unpredictability. You don't really know what you're gonna get, but that's also courtesy to the fact that the last time I reviewed a project that he dropped was 2020 with Old Romance. So it has been 3 years, you know, it's been a while. And just to get to this point, he's also done some growing. He's a different person, he's a different artist, and now we get the more the better. I really think on The More The Better, he gave us a little bit outside of the realm that we've known him for, but that makes sense, you know, after 3-4 years, next album, the sound's gonna be different, the focus gonna be different. I think there are a few songs that maybe didn't really move me as much as I would have liked them to. And maybe even to the context of questioning the flow of the entire project. However, it's still a really solid project. I favorited maybe out of the 13 songs, I think I favorited about nine or eight songs, which is a lot of songs from one album, which shows you that he's done a lot of the great work. There are some singles that I think could really blow up here. I don't know if there will be any huge breakout singles, like, you know, your 50 million streams plus type of songs. That remains to be seen. It's also interesting he's releasing this album under his own label, so I wonder about distribution, how that's gonna work. But looking at the prior singles like Peace of Mind and Peppermint, I think he actually did well with those, both of those songs actually sitting at more than a million streams on Spotify. So it remains to be seen, but it's a fairly decent album. Great listen on some songs, and you can pick out the songs that you love and you'll be like, yeah, I can listen to these songs for the next few weeks for sure. I think in general, what you'll find, techno singing style can take a bit of getting used to. And if you haven't listened to him before, you might start questioning whether it's more of being uninspired, or it's a case of he's just super laid back. And there's a fine line between those two, because if you don't know his style, you're probably going to think like, he's not really into it, but that's actually how he sings. So I can appreciate it. I think in many ways, from a performance perspective, maybe that's where I wanted this album to find a little bit of elevation compared to what it was. There's some songs where you get it and then other songs where you question it. So how do I rate The More The Better by Tekno? For me, this is a 6.7 out of 10. It's a decent album. You're going to get songs that you're going to love and be like, this guy. You know what I mean? And then I think other songs, you're just going to skip them and forget about them. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dang day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.